It's just divine providence that we have this healing gospel on this day when we're praying for the healing of... And the key, of course, is that line, have sight, see again, anablepso. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you. I've explained before that's the same. It's the same word in Greek. It means both. Because every healing is already a sharing, derives its power from the saving power of Jesus. It's an anticipation of salvation. What he plans to do for us, body and soul, forever. There is, you know, in St. Matthew, after recounting some, we have this text only in Matthew. And this was to fulfill what was said by the prophet, by his stripes we were healed. All the healing power comes from the Passion. And so we have this text about faith. And it's worth looking at and praying about. You see, all of us have been given the gift of faith. And faith is a way of knowing. But our faith encounters many obstacles, our vices. Insofar as we're attached to our vices, we don't yield to that work of God in us, which is faith. So it's weak, it's anemic. It's only when we let the Lord heal our vices that our faith gets stronger and grows into what it should be, a way of knowing. How does that happen? Oh, it happens all day. Do we reflect on what we're doing? You know, like here we are at Mass. Oh, what's that? You remember the old tradition, preach the gospel to yourself, you know? Tell yourself, what are you doing? You know, well, I'm talking to Jesus. Well, who's he? You know, just awaken your faith. So what are we doing? We've gathered here to say Mass. Because he's been in a car accident and then he's a coma. And he has a wife and children. And they're all young still. And we're praying for him. Well, what difference is that going to make? Now, you know, we know these things. These are instincts. That's why we've gathered. But what's going on? Why say Mass? Well, gosh, it's, yes, that's right. But why say Mass? You see what I mean by faith? Faith is a way of knowing. So how do we know? Well, this liturgy makes present, again, in a tangible, historical way, Jesus fixed in the act of love in which he died. The Savior of the world, present in that glorious radiance of his forever. And we're invited to enter in to that act of love in which he died. That's what Mass is all about. And then to share the gift that comes from that, which is his own body and blood entering into our body and blood. And changing our spirits. And that's what we're doing. So this act of love in which Jesus died is here for us to gather into. And we offer this beyond anything we could do to the Father for Jim and his family. That's faith. That's faith. That's trying to get an idea of what's going on here, so that we can ratify it. And you notice how sluggish our minds, you know, how hard it is to even get our, we've been going to Mass for 100 years now, to get our poor minds around that simple fact, this tradition of the Church to offer Mass like this, and to offer it, to have the privilege of applying the power of the act of love in which Jesus died to someone, or to some persons, or for peace, or What an awesome thing. You see, your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you. Well, we see some examples of his faith. Nobody could keep him quiet. He wanted to be healed, and he knew that Jesus could heal him. He'd never seen him, and he just found out about him because the people told him it's Jesus going by. And when they tried to tell him to be quiet, he kept on calling all the more. And Jesus saw that. He said, tell him to come over here. Faith. Faith. And as he was crying out, the Holy Spirit was strengthening his resolve. Now that's the Holy Spirit. That's not our emotional, I believe it's going to work. That's only often our own energy. Faith is a work of God in us. But we have to yield to it. You see the obstacles? Sloth, sleepiness, distraction, noise, keep us from letting reality really in. Well, it didn't happen to him. And he had a real need, and he cried out. And so we're here joining our prayer to that of Jim and his family. And we're doing it in this context where Jesus Christ takes on again historical dimension. He's here, fixed in that act of love. And so we're introduced into heaven. We're only a quarter of an inch from heaven when we say Mass. Now, what about us then, you see? This yielding, taking the time to yield, to talk to God, to yield to him all day long. That's faith. Well, why would our faith and our prayer make any difference? Why would we do this? Are we going to bend God's arm? Why are we doing this? Because you see, when we yield to this in total submission to God the Father, but praying, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, talking about our Lord in the garden, said, I think that's what it is. He says, what does Jesus pray? He said, oh yes. Because prayer is the unfolding, the manifestation of one's own will before God, that he can fulfill it. That's bold, isn't it? Explicatio proprie voluntatis apud Deo puream implet, you know? I'm telling you what I want, God, so that you can do it. Where does that boldness come? You see, our prayer makes Jesus' intercession. He is always living, making intercession for us. So this moment, he is living, making intercession for us. And as we pray, we do in our own little way what the Holy Spirit does in this marvelous way at the Eucharist. We make the prayer of Jesus present again, here on earth. That heavenly prayer, here on earth. And we make up in our own prayer what is wanting to the prayer of Christ. Well, there's nothing wanting to the prayer of Christ. But the prayer of Christ, Jesus wants that prayer here, in his church, reverberating. And we enter into that and give it a power. He wants us. He needs us. He needs us because he wishes to need us, not that he's lacking anything. And that's why there's a seriousness about our prayer. A lot of time we pray, you know, like grace before meals, bless us, O Lord, these are given. We sit down. I don't know if the Lord accepts it at all, but I guess, you know, he's kind. But sometimes we really pray. And when we really pray, we are in union with that prayer of Jesus right now before the Father, and we give it once again a presence here on earth. And we add to his prayer, though nothing can add to his prayer. And that's why, and we know that. You know, as I say, we pray in grace before meals type of prayer until something gets serious. Then we really pray. And instinct tells us this is right. It is right. Paul says, we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit told us to come here. The Holy Spirit is pushing us. And what does He create in us, you see? And he who reads hearts knows that the Spirit is praying according to the mind of God, right? The Holy Spirit is creating in us that intercession that Jesus is doing in heaven and makes it here again. And we give that an infinite intensity by joining ourselves to Him at the liturgy. But again, I offer this bread and wine, that's us. Huh? And then God consecrates it. And Jesus is here in all His glory and majesty, surrounded by angels. And that intensity of prayer we join, and we make up what is wanting to the prayer of Christ. So there's nothing wanting to the prayer of Christ. And yet, there is, because He wills it that way. So that's why we're praying. Today we're praying for Jim and his family. We're praying for so many other sick people. So let us let the Holy Spirit work in us that prayer of Jesus.